Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Winnie.
It's our second day, Winnie.
Yes.
Winnie's staying at Tati's Hotel.
Magical hotel.
That's right. The hotel that is the most unusual hotel I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they do have some unusual hotels, right?
Really?
There's the Ice Hotel.
Oh,
that they build
cool.
out of ice in the...
Stay in the ice?
That's right. It's all made out of blocks of ice. There's one in
Sounds
Canada.
Cold.
There's one in, like, Norway or
mm-hmm.
Sweden. There are those underwater hotels.
Yeah.
I'd love to stay at one of those.
That's cool. That you probably won't
really cool.
get any sleep.
No, why not?
Because you'd be like, oh, look at that
Oh,
fish.
But then it would get dark. And the fish would sleep.
Really?
Do fish they? Sleep. Sure.
Okay.
When do you think they dream of big worms?
Do they?
They must dream of big worms
Do
because
they dream?
Fish love worms, and when they dream, they have
they
happy
dream
dreams.
Okay.
And, of course, I think pretty soon we'll probably be seeing a hotel in space. So when some of you
Whoa.
Get older or when I'm really old, you might stay at a hotel in space. But this hotel will still be one of the most special because Tati's Hotel, which we learned about yesterday, is a magical hotel.
Magical.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
until Harry Potter and Ron and Hermione get together and open a hotel, this is the only magical hotel in the world, as far
besides
as I know.
Besides this...
But I could be wrong.
Besides this...
Besides this, what?
Tati was a... is an 8-year-old girl.
It's a very special
Isn't
hotel.
Isn't that super special?
That's super special.
Hmm. And the hotel even has a talking telephone
mm-hmm.
and a talking cuckoo. Clock.
A magic elevator.
A magic elevator.
That's right. There's magical people. There's magical objects in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty fantastic place.
And a cat.
And a cat.
A lazy cat.
Oh, mm. okay. That's right. Chester, the lazy cat.
Yeah.
So what are we going to be doing today?
We're going to learn more about this hotel and what they do and what magic It happens there.
Cool. Maybe we'll meet some of the guests, too. So let's check out the article, and we'll be back to talk about Tati's Hotel.
Tati's Hotel.
In one episode, a magician arrives at the hotel. Tati loves his magic tricks. He can pull a rabbit out of his hat. Tati also tries to make a rabbit appear. By accident, she turns Bopper, Dizzy, and Mr. Snapweasel into rabbits. How will she fix this? In another episode, a trainee princess stays at the hotel. Her princess training machine stops her from having fun. It tells her to drink a cup of tea when everybody is having banana milkshakes. She decides it is more fun to be an improper princess. Be sure to watch Tati's Hotel on Discovery Kids for more fun stories like these.
Word power!
Magician, magician. The magician at my sister's party pulled an egg out of my ear. The magician at my sister's party pulled an egg out of my ear. Appear, appear. I saw a black cat appear from behind a tree. I saw a black cat appear from behind a tree. Princess, princess. The princess wore a beautiful dress and waved to the people. The princess wore a beautiful dress and waved to the people. Decide, 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 decided, decided. Ariel decided to cook hamburgers for dinner. Ariel decided to cook hamburgers for dinner.
All right, so the article begins by telling us about one show. Of course, we should also mention this is a Discovery Kids television show, and that's why it begins with in one episode. An episode is basically one show of a TV series, okay? If you watch one episode of the show, it might be 30 minutes or an hour long. They probably have a new episode every week, and one group of episodes would make a season or a series or something like that. So this is just one show, one maybe 30-minute or 60-minute program or episode. So in one episode, who arrives? A magician arrives at the hotel. Someone's arriving. They're getting there. They're coming there. So this must be a guest. And this, again, is a special guest. It's a magician. This word is our first special word for today. It's spelled M-A-G-I-C-I-A-N. The word is magician. A magician is a kind of entertainer, basically. Now, we're not talking about magicians from stories who actually can do magic, but it's not real. We're talking about the kind of person you might see in a show. And they can, you know, cut a lady in half and then put her back together. They can pull a rabbit out of a hat. They can do all sorts of amazing things that don't seem possible. And maybe they are using magic, or maybe it's just a trick using special equipment. But either way, it's very entertaining. And we watch stuff and our eyes see it, but our brain goes, that's not possible. It must be magic. If the person is doing magic for your entertainment, it's a magician. For example, the magician at my sister's party pulled an egg out of my ear. The magician at my sister's party pulled an egg out of my ear.
Magician 这个字我们看到前面有 magic 魔法，所以我们有讲到 magical 是具有魔力有魔法的，所以 magician 呢就是会魔法的人，那就是魔术师啦。那我们看到例句是说，在这个姐姐的派对上呢，从我的耳朵变出了一颗蛋。So、that's pretty. That's a good trick.
Do you know any
bringing an egg out of my ear?
Pulling an egg out of your ear?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, you could, sure, if you are doing it and not just hiding it in your hair.
No. No.
Maybe.
Usually they let you check.
They let you check their hair?
No, they let you check their equipment, their cards.
It's down his sleeve.
没有. They let you check, like, look, I don't have anything.
Well, while you're looking at this sleeve, it's in this hand, and then he does that, and he shows you this sleeve, and it's in this hand. You gotta watch the other hand. When they're saying, look over here, look over there. That's how they do it. They're really good at it. It's actually pretty amazing stuff. So, what about this magician?
I don't know. He is a guest here?
Yes, that's right. And of course, as any magician does, this magician loves magic tricks. That's what it says. And Tati also loves the magic tricks this magician performs. That's what we say. The magician performs a trick, not plays a trick or does a trick, performs a trick. Tati loves his magic tricks. He can pull a rabbit out of his hat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a special hat with a pocket in the bottom and the rabbit's in there and he pulls it out.
Yeah. A rabbit cannot stay in a hat.
Yeah, they can even put birds up their jacket sleeves too. It's a trick! It's not a magic rabbit, come on!
所以这个魔术师当然会很多把戏很多戏法啦，我们可以用这个 trick 这个名词来表示这个把戏戏法，然后呢我们说魔术师要变把戏，我们可以用 do magic tricks。 那 Tati 当然是很喜欢这些神奇的把戏啦，比如说有什么呢，他说他可以从帽子里变出一只兔子，诶，大家如果有在看这个魔术秀的话，很常都会有这个把戏， He can pull a rabbit out of the hat.
It's a good trick.
很厉害啊，从帽子里变出一只小白兔，诶，很厉害啊。
I can't do it.
Neither can I, but
no.
The magician can.
Magicians can.
Cool.
That's why they make the big money. There you go. Now, Tati is so impressed that we read Tati also tries to make a rabbit appear. Ooh, that could get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To appear, this verb is A-P-P-E-A-R. Yes, the word is appear. Now, appear is a slightly interesting word because it kind of involves a change in some way. To appear means to be there, to be seen. But the idea is that something wasn't there before, and now something has changed, something has happened, and it is there. For example, you could be outside and you can't see the sun because there are a lot of clouds, and then the wind blows the clouds away. Oh, there's the sun. It suddenly appears. Or if someone is trying to surprise you, they might hide somewhere and then jump out and they would appear. Suddenly you can see them. And so they are there. They have appeared. All right. So it always involves that change from not being there to suddenly being there. For example, I saw a black cat appear from behind a tree. I saw a black cat appear from behind a tree. It was a little scary.
Appear 动词表示出现，所以 Tati 呢也很希望自己可以变出一只小白兔出来。那这里呢，我们用东西突然出现，我们可以直接用 something appears。那当然啦，像这个例句呢是说，诶，这个突然看到一只黑猫从树这边。从树旁边冒出来，突然出现。So, a black cat appeared from behind a tree. That's not magic.
No, that wouldn't be magic. Absolutely not. But if a magician can make something appear, that might be good. Remember, Tati was trying to do some magic and make a rabbit appear out of a hat.
Yeah, but does it work?
It turns out Tati needs a little bit more time at magic school because we read by accident she turns Bopper, Dizzy, and Mr. Snapweasel into rabbits. Ooh, she made lots of rabbits appear, but unfortunately these rabbits are her staff. They're the people who work in the hotel. They can't just be eating carrots all day. That's not going to work. So the question is, how will she fix this? I remember Dizzy was cleaning the rooms. Was Dizzy the one in the rooms? And Mr. Snapweasel was working at the front desk. And maybe Bopper was the bellhop, was carrying the rooms around.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are the staff members of the hotel. And Tati's turned them into rabbits.
Oh, no.
So, of course, this is a problem. So that's why we ask this question. How will she fix this? How will she make this problem go away?
不小心。我们看到文章说 by accident, 这个副词片语。就一个不小心，他把他的同事都变成了小白兔，那怎么办呢？他这样要怎么跟谁工作？Who's going to run the hotel?
I don't know.
By herself?
And as we read on, we find that we're not going to get an answer because we're going to learn about it in another episode. You know what happened? I think they had a really good special on rabbit for dinner.
No,
I'm joking. I'm sure they turned them back into their normal selves through some other type of magic. Anyways, in another episode, yes, in another program, this is another story that you might get to enjoy. So in another episode, a trainee princess stays at the hotel, okay?
That's cool.
That's an unusual guest to find. A princess is, well, we'll explain it, but it's spelled P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. It's princess. A princess, what is a princess? A princess is the daughter of a king or a queen. That's it. If the king or queen have a boy, he would be the prince. If they have a girl, she would be the princess. Cinderella is a princess, absolutely. For example, we could say the princess wore a beautiful dress and waved to the people. The princess wore a beautiful dress and waved to the people. Probably like this, because that's how princesses wave.
Princess 就是公主，不要跟这个王子搞混了。王子呢，我们刚刚有提到是 prince, P-R-I-N-C-E。那 princess 公主复数的话，很多公主就在后面再加 es, princesses.
Just don't have more than one princess and avoid the whole problem.
Okay.
But yes, two princesses would be two. A princess with a friend who's a princess, they would be two princesses.
很多 S. 所以啊，这个男生女生要搞清楚啊。那我们讲到这个例句呢，是这个公主穿了一个很漂亮的洋装，然后呢，跟群众们挥手。刚刚有说到挥手一定要 like this. Can I be a princess?
You gotta, it's like you're opening a jar of jam. Upside down. That's why you got to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the
royal. How did you know that?
It's the royal way.
Are you a prince?
Well, yeah, I hang out with a couple.
So, 大家记得要这样子挥手。不过这里我们讲到是 it's a trainee princess.
Now that's weird.
是正在受训的公主，可能有点类似这个公主培训班，将来要变成公主，准公主，所以她还在受训，然后来到 Tati 的 hotel.
Yeah, trainees are usually for a job. You might have a trainee nurse or a trainee bus driver, a trainee chef. But a trainee princess, She was born a princess. I guess she's young and she's learning the job.
How to wave.
You could learn how to wave and be polite and talk to, you know, powerful people or something. But anyways, it says her princess training machine stops her from having fun. Okay, this is weird because most people don't have training machines for a job, but she does. And I guess part of the problem or part of the job of being a princess is you must always be, you know, beautiful and graceful, but not don't have too much fun.
You
can't be like, woohoo, I'm a princess. No, you can't really do that. You got to be very, you know, polite and well-behaved all the time. So that's why this machine stops her from having fun. Anytime she starts to have too much fun, the machine goes, you know, does something to stop her.
受训的公主呢，有个这个 training machine， 有个这个训练的机器。这里呢，我们有看到 training， 又看到 training， 我们就看到这里前面有个 train 这个字。train 大家都知道是火车。
Not that train.
No. 这是当名词。
Unless a train is learning how to be a train, then it's a trainee train.
Oh my god,
that's not a real thing.
That's not real. Train 呢，当动词就有训练的意思，所以呢，后面加上 ee 就变成人，就是练习生。那像这个韩国有很多这个练习生，我们就可以用 trainee 这个字。那 training 呢，就是 train 加上 ing 变成训练的名词。所以呢，这里我们讲到这个训练的机器会 stop from， 会阻止它，不让它去。Have fun, 不让它好玩。Let's check out today's magic box, 来学学看这个用法。
Magic box, 找亮点。
不管风多强，雨多大，天气多热，什么都无法浇熄我的热情，无法阻止我为粉丝们开见面会的。Nothing can stop me from holding a fan meeting for my fans. 没错，我就是那个又潮又贴心，你心中的帅欧巴 GD。没有办法，粉丝们就是像我的 lovers 一样，我怎么舍得让他们失望难过呢？好，今天就来聊聊这个蛮强大的字 from。它的能力啊，其实就是将东西杜绝在外。它呢，常常与表示。保护、阻止的动词连用啊，表达这个保护啊、阻止免于什么事情的发生的这意思啊。像 stop somebody 或 something from 什么东西或做什么事情，就像我刚刚说的 ，stop me from holding a fan meeting， 阻止我办这场演唱会，这个见面会，不好意思。那么呢，你呢要特别注意的是啊 ，from 后面呢要记得接的是 ving 或者是名词哦。那另外像是啊，你们也知道，身为这个潮流尖端的代表，我很爱戴各式各样的帽子，不只是因为搭配哦，更重要的是什么？你们知道吗 ？The hat protects me from the sun， 帽子啊能保护我不受太阳的曝晒哦。那这边的 from 后面接的是名词太阳。哎，那听说啊，我这次的见面会要办在户外哎，所以我也是很怕粉丝们会日晒雨淋啊，因此啊，我特别要求一定要架设这个雨棚遮雨棚，因为呢 ，the awning can keep my fans from getting wet if it rains。如果下雨的话呢，这遮雨棚啊，能让我的粉丝们不要受雨淋湿哦。From 后面加上 ving， getting， I know。How sweet I am, right? 我已经啊能看到眼前你们这眼睛散发出的爱心们 ，sun hair。好啦，欧巴也爱你们哦。OK， 认识了 from 这个词，终于了解到它强大能力了。最后呢，再帮大家做个总复习啦。当你想要表达任何有保护啊、阻止什么事情、免于什么事情的句子，你就可以用像是 stop、protect。Keep 或是 save 的动词，再加上受词，再搭配 from 这个解析词，然后啊，后面接上你想要免于的人事物哟。而它必须是名词或是 ving。大家听完后有没有觉得啊，完全了解了？那也不要忘了要来我的 fan meeting 啦。See you there, guys.
So, what does the training machine do to stop her from having fun?
Ah, good question. Well, let's check the article. What does it say? It says, it tells her, so this is the machine, it tells her to drink a cup of tea when everybody is having banana milkshakes.
I love milkshakes.
I could actually see that being something that princesses can't do. I love milkshakes too, but they're really full of a lot of sugar and other delicious things.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why she can't have the milkshake.
And
she's got to have
her
tea. Great.
Great.
What do you think of drinking tea and not milkshakes? It's pretty...
Boring.
Pretty boring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Healthy, but boring. Anyway, so of course the trainee princess doesn't like this at all.
No.
So what do we do? What do we learn? It says she decides it is more fun to be an improper princess.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, there you go, like that. She'd be a little rude, a little wild, a little crazy.
But having fun.
But having fun and having banana milkshakes and probably other flavors of milkshake too. This is something she decides to do. Now, of course, being a person, she can decide. It's a verb. It's spelled D-E-C-I-D-E. D-E-C-I-D-E. Decide. Okay, so to decide basically is kind of like to choose or to make up your mind. You have some possibilities, you have some choices. There are a few different things you could do, and you think about it, and you sort of look at different sides of it, and maybe talk to some people. And then when you make that final choice, that is when you decide. It's the act of having your mind and your brain go, okay, that's the one. Okay, that's what I'll do. Okay, that's what I'm going to order at the restaurant. Because there's many things on the menu. You can't eat all of them. You have to decide on one or two things to order. Or maybe to cook. Like in our example sentence, Ariel decided to cook hamburgers for dinner. Ariel decided to cook hamburgers for dinner. She could have made soup, she could have made a sandwich, but she decided to cook hamburgers.
Decide 这个动词呢，就是表示决定，它是规则变化，所以三态呢就是 decide, decided, decided. 那决定做某件事情呢，我们会固定后面加上不定词 to, decide to do something. 所以像例句我们看到它 decide to cookHamburgers, 决定要做这个汉堡当晚餐。那文章我们也可以用 decide 加 that, decide that 加子句。像文章呢是说，诶，她想要做一个不得体的公主。这里我们看到 improper 这个形容词，它其实是从proper 变来 ,proper 就是表示很得体的很适当的。所以呢加上 I am improper 就变成反义，就表示有点无理的也反义的意思这样子。
You are improper?
A little bit, maybe.
That's what you just said. I am improper.
I am proper.
I am.
So I am actually proper.
You are proper? You're fairly proper, I would say. I wouldn't be embarrassed to go out to dinner with you and expect you to dance on the table or something. Anyways, be an improper princess. Go ahead and do it. And also be sure to watch Tati's Hotel on Discovery Kids for more fun stories.Like these.
Yeah, the show looks like a lot of fun.
It does, it sounds like it.
所以啊，千万不要做变成这种很无聊的公主。如果想要看更多这种精彩的故事，不要错过 Discovery Kids 频道。Now, let's go to today's review time.
Can we be improper?
Sure.
Just a little bit, maybe.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So, 今天我们要玩什么呢？既然要做 review time, let's see, yes or no questions?
Yes or no questions, okay. And you're going to think of one of the words?
Yes.
So I have to try to guess or figure out what word she's thinking of by asking questions, but only questions she can answer with yes or no.
Pretty hard.
That is tricky. All right, well, first of all, is it the word you're thinking of? Is it a person?Don't lie. You can't change words.
Yes.
It's a person. Okay. Is this a job for only women?
Oh, 太聪明了 Mike. No.
No?
No.
It's a job that a man or a woman could do. Okay. Well, I kind of got it, but here I'll keep asking one. Is it something people do as a job?
Yeah.
Okay, It's a job. Is it a job you would do in an office building? Mainly in an office building.
You could, but no.
Not mainly in an office.
No.
Okay. Is it a job that people would consider entertainment as opposed to, you know, making something or, you know, a desk job, a computer? Okay, it's an entertainment job. I think most people can get it. Is this a job where they often wear special clothes?
有吗? Princess do.
Well, we know it's not a princess. It's a magician, of course. Yeah, I'd say, I mean, you're right. Often they have these street magicians, right? And they just wear jeans and do, like, card tricks.
Or just, like, do suits.
But often they wear suits or they wear really shiny clothes.
Yeah.
And many of their clothes do have special pockets inside.
Don't tell them.
So they can hide all the... anybody knows that. Anyways, that's the word you were guessing, right? Magician.
Right.
It's a good one to choose. It was actually a hard list. Because we have two people and then two verbs.
Yeah.
And one of the people is only a woman. So it kind of makes it fairly easy to guess. But you guys get the idea. You can play this game with any word, anything you can imagine. Try not to pick something that can only be a woman or only a man, because that makes it much easier. All right, guys, we'll see you sometime in the near future. Until then, be well, take care, and check out Tati's Hotel. We'll see you there.
Yeah, I will. Bye-bye.
Tati's Hotel.
In one episode, a magician arrives at the hotel. Tati loves his magic tricks. He can pull a rabbit out of his hat. Tati also tries to make a rabbit appear. By accident, she turns Bopper, Dizzy, and Mr. Snapweasel into rabbits. How will she fix this? In another episode, a trainee princess stays at the hotel. Her princess training machine stops her from having fun. It tells her to drink a cup of tea when everybody is having banana milkshakes. She decides it is more fun to be an improper princess. Be sure to watch Tati's Hotel on Discovery Kids for more fun stories like these.
Magician, magician. The magician at my sister's party pulled an egg out of my ear. The magician at my sister's party pulled an egg out of my ear. Appear, appear. I saw a black cat appear from behind a tree. I saw a black cat appear from behind a tree. Princess, princess. The princess wore a beautiful dress and waved to the people. The princess wore a beautiful dress and waved to the people. Decide, 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 decided, decided. Ariel decided to cook hamburgers for dinner. Ariel decided to cook hamburgers for dinner.